Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. How are you doing? Oh, it's loud. Sorry. Didn't mean to spook you. Welcome to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded and ancestral territory of the Hulkamilam and Squamish speaking peoples. My name is Jesse, here again to share with you a little bit of talk, a little bit of music, and everything in between. I guess those are the two main things. Maybe there will be, well, there will be some formatic elements, some PSAs, some things like that. Insider radio speak, you don't need to know. All you need to know is that for the next hour, we're going to hang out and listen to some stuff, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit. We have a piece by our community radio, our community journalist, Danny, and I am going to do a audio review of a book of photography. That's right. We're going to try that out, and I'm going to be as descriptive as I can. But I also think that, you know, maybe doing an audio review of a book of pictures is the best thing, because there's no way I can spoil it for you. You know, I can describe things, I can give you vague generalities, I can tell you there's a picture of a guy walking towards a plane, but I can't put that image in your head. Well, I'm going to do my best to counter my own point there and be as spoilerific as I can, I guess. I'm going to tell you a story about this book and the journey. But that's all to come. We will get there, don't worry. We are going to start, as we usually do, with a little bit of local music. This is by local trio The Houseplants, spelled H-A-U-S-P-L-A-N-T-S. It is the title track from their brand new record, Into Equilibrium, which came out on the 7th of February, so just over a week ago. Not last Friday, but the one before. I guess that's almost 2 weeks ago. Holy moly. Anyway, this is Into Equilibrium by The Houseplants here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was Torn Maps by Bosnian Rainbows, one of the multitude of musical projects of Omar Rodriguez Lopez, and the only one, one of the only ones, that is not also a partnership with his, I'd say, primary creative musical partner, Cedric Bixler Zavala, who usually provides vocals with Bosnian Rainbows. It's Terry Genderbender, who has been out opening for one of Omar's other projects, the Mars Volta, which he is perhaps most known for, or perhaps his work with At the Drive-In, you might be familiar with. Omar Rodriguez Lopez is a Puerto Rican musician, artist, and also photographer. This is, you may have surmised, the photo book review portion of this show. Omar just put out a collection of photographs called Hunters in High Heels. This came out in January on Akashic Books. Thank them for sending me a review copy. And the book is, well, first of all, it's gorgeous. It's 85 pages. There are no page numbers, so I'm just estimating and remembering what I have read. But it's a whole bunch of pictures, all taken on 35mm film from a period of about 2001 to 2005, which for fans of Rodriguez Lopez and his music is a particularly interesting and fertile creative period, where we see the end of his work with At the Drive-In and the beginning of his work with the Mars Volta. And the book, as I've said, is almost entirely photographs. There is one page of text as an introduction, and I think the best thing to do is to read that to you, and then I'll talk about some of the pictures, we'll hear a little bit of music, and we'll just try to experience this together. So this book of photographs, Hunters in High Heels, is edited and sort of compiled by Steph Celaya. And here is what Steph has to say about this collection and Omar Rodriguez Lopez himself. When I met Omar Rodriguez Lopez in 2015, a camera wasn't one of the instruments I knew him to yield as a tool for expressing his creative vision. Much to my curiosity, but not to my surprise, I found that Omar's art is not limited to expression on stage or in a studio. It also inhabits the visual medium. During our initial conversation, I learned that Omar had an archive of negatives and photographs he had taken over the course of his career. His goal was to have these curated into specific time periods and then to publish them in a book that accurately reflected the time, the place, and the energy of those years. Given that I have spent my life both as a photographer and a photographic agent, we soon realized we spoke the same language. From that point onward, Omar and I were connected on this visual journey. Over the past 10 years, Hunters in High Heels is a project that has come into focus at its own measured and steady pace. Omar is deeply interested in the world. As an observer of changing landscapes, shifting cultures, and evolving relationships, his touchstone has become the camera. The combination of his international recognizability and his desire for privacy provides a unique and captivating glimpse into his nomadic life. The irony that Omar Rodriguez Lopez connects to and captures the quietest moments amid and in between some of the loudest places is not lost. In these photographs, it's clear that there is a gravitational pull for Omar towards the universal visual language that surrounds us. These grounding chords can be found in any country, in any language. Highway signs from buses, city skylines from hotel rooms, and cloud views from airplane windows. The only difference with what is also captured through Omar's lens is the destination of these buses and airplanes. It is direct access into the arenas, music video sets, and recording studios with friends and colleagues. This body of work, taken between 2001 to 2005, is an intimate glimpse into this period of time. And, I mean, Steph says it very well there. This book is full of, you know, a wide range of photos that, you know, some of them read as your sort of, or read, some of them present as sort of typical, you know, musician tour photography, backstage on the bus, a table full of weed with a note saying, "Dear Cedric and Omar, welcome to Holland. Here's a little present for you to enjoy. Best wishes, Universal Holland." You know, road signs, as mentioned. There are also these really abstract pictures. There's one of a sign of three giant metal X's. And the composition and all of this is very thoughtful and it's very well put together. And there is also a hint of the experimental weirdness that has characterized Omar's music for so much of his career. I played you a track by Bosnian Rainbows, and that is by far the poppiest, the most straightforward and hooky and melodic that Omar's music tends to get. And there are all sorts of pictures in here that reflect his ongoing experimentalism. You know, multiple exposures and just weird composition and just pictures of strangely moving things, interspersed with, you know, like the door of a car bent at a weird angle, or a backstage door on a dirty white painted brick wall, you know, sort of an opening into another world. There's all sorts of cool stuff in here. And as a fan of the music, it's got everything, right? It's got, you know, pictures of the 150 guitar pedal setup that Omar is known to use when recording. It's got, you know, pictures of a studio room full of keyboards and synthesizers and cables and guitars and all that. It's got, you know, candid portraits of Omar with his creative partner, Cedric. It's got shots of the band standing in a stadium as the rest of their gear gets set up, just sort of taking in the moment. So it's really cool. I highly recommend it. And I'm going to play you a little bit more by Omar so you can get an idea of his sonic palette and then maybe visualize how that might translate to the page. So we're going to hear, what should we do? Well, we'll do another one of his lesser-known projects, but one that has always stuck with me that sort of formed as one project at the Dot Drive-In was falling apart, and the next project, the Mars Volta, had not really formed yet. Cedric and Omar got into this band called De Facto, which is a experimental dub band. So we're going to hear Megaton Shot Blast from... Or sorry, that's the record, is Megaton Shot Blast by De Facto. This one is called Finger Trap. This apparatus must be unearthed by the Mars Volta here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Speak Up, and the Mars Volta, one of the major projects in the oeuvre of Omar Rodriguez Lopez, whose new book of photographs, Hunters in High Heels, I am doing a bit of a dive into, and I recommend you do the same. I do think that the book is, you know, probably most for or best received by people who have some sort of relationship with Omar and his previous work. But I do think there's a lot in here for anyone who appreciates visual art. There are photos here that tell stories. There are photos that are just visually striking. An interesting thing about Omar Rodriguez Lopez, he's incredibly prolific. He currently has 59 solo records. Those are solo albums, not including his The Mars Volta, At the Drive-In, Bosnian Rainbows, De Facto, whatever other projects I'm forgetting. You can actually buy a box set of the first 57 albums of Omar Rodriguez Lopez's career. If that's something you're into, it's a pretty substantial purchase. But if you want to dive in, that might be, well, it's the best way to dive right into the deep end, that's for sure. Anyway, a lot of his work, a lot of his solo records are released as soundtracks. And I have never seen any of the films that they are soundtracks to, and not because I haven't looked, since I don't really think they're out there. And yet, in the introduction to this book and in other places, Omar is described as a filmmaker. And so a lot, you know, what I imagine is happening is he's shooting these movies for his own benefit, his friends, etc., and writing and recording soundtracks to them as part of his creative process, which is very cool. Yeah, if you've got 1,200 pounds, you can order the 57 album box set from Boat Dreams on the Hill. No, sorry, Cloud Hills Shop. You can find that on the old internet if you're interested. Anyway, the filmmaking thing. I do think that looking at these photographs, as was noted in the intro by Steph Celaya, that his sense of how to frame a shot, how to, as I was saying, sort of tell a story with a single image, the dynamic nature of these photos, the foreground and background and the composition is just really, really connects with me and really shows that Omar is truly a multi-hyphenate. And beyond his work as a musician, there is lots going on in that brain and lots going on. He's channeling a lot of creative energy into a lot of different places. So I highly recommend you check out Hunters in High Heels.